So let's take a look at an example of a numerology chart and how it can give us some insights. And in this particular case, in a public figure who did have a major impact on the world. This is pretty much a word-by-word lecture that I gave in 92, and you can read this description also in the book Numerology Key to Your Inner Self. So let's take a look at Bill Clinton's chart. His birth name is William Jefferson Blythe. He was born on August 19, 1946. And from this we derive the following core numbers. He has an 11-2 life path. He has a 6 expression, an 11-2 heart's desire, a 13-4 personality, and the birth day is 19-1. From the perspective of numerology, President Clinton does offer America an array of powerful and inspiring characteristics, as well as an unusual set of contradictions. This latter quality is due in part because he has two very different names, a birth name and a name given to him by virtue of adoption. As I mentioned earlier, the addition of a second name can focus and even heighten certain inherent abilities, and certainly the name Bill Clinton does that for William Jefferson Blythe. Let's begin by looking at the numbers derived from his date of birth, the 11-2 life path and the 19-1 birthday number. The 11-2 life path number gives Clinton a highly sensitive and accurate intuition. He can perceive the thoughts and feelings of others as well as trends in society. He often responds to another person or a large group of people with just the right tone, a perfect balance between understanding, compliance, and persuasion. He radiates sincerity, which can mask his intuitive awareness of what people want and what they want to hear. These characteristics have gotten President Clinton out of a number of tight spots, as evidenced by his ability to overcome the difficulties that emerged when reports of infidelity and marijuana were surfaced early in his campaign. And the 11-2 also provides Bill Clinton with an open channel to his intuition, a kind of clear window into perceptions that are constantly flowing from his subconscious or his intuitive self. He possesses highly developed intuitive reflexes that perform without conscious effort. His life path also gives him a strong desire to work cooperatively with others, to maintain harmony, and to serve as a peacemaker. He wants to be liked by others and consequently tends to be sensitive to criticism. All of these qualities are reinforced by his 11-2 heart's desire and give him a well-defined vision for America. Something that is not reported in the popular press much, nor is it obvious to most people, is that President Bill Clinton possesses a strong and well-developed spiritual understanding. President Clinton is not much of a churchgoer, and consequently, this part of his nature remains a private part of his being, but his understanding of spirit is well-developed and sophisticated. Consequently, he is strongly motivated by spiritual ideals. Balancing all this sensitivity and desire for harmony is his 19-1 birthday, which reveals an iron will, determination, leadership. The 19-1 is stubborn and tends to carry great weight by itself. It sees and sometimes even seeks out the struggle of life, the place where it can feel its own mettle. As with his two names, the combinations of 11s and 19-1 reveal President Clinton's duality, sensitive, aware, subtle, and intuitive, yet also strong, hard-headed, driven, and willing to stand in the face of conflict. Sticking with William Jefferson Blythe, we see that President Clinton's expression number is 6, which shows him to be responsible and caring and service-oriented and loyal. The 6 and 11 like center stage. and consequently do not enjoy being outshined by other members of the cast. Add to this the influence of the 19-1, which likes to take burdens upon its own shoulders, and you have a person who is motivated by both his own sense of responsibility as well as a powerful desire to be king of the mountain. Moving to the 13-4, the personality number derived from William Jefferson Blythe, we find another set of characteristics that President Clinton is widely recognized for: his attention to detail and ability to work long, hard hours. This is a hands-on president. He loves the challenges in the numbers and the details of so many planes. The shadow of the 13-4, the karmic debt, is its discomfort with relaxation and peace and vacationing. There's a strong tendency to workaholism, which gives the person with a 13-4 the security of knowing that he is being responsible and productive. The 13-4 draws President Clinton to the small and sometimes insignificant details which could have prevented him from becoming president. However, he was rescued from the pity by the name he has become identified with, Bill Clinton. That name conveys the 8 personality, which is the visionary, the grand-scale planner, the person who transcends the details to become involved in broad and even worldwide affairs. President Bill Clinton has the 6 minor heart's desire, enhancing the already strong urge for responsibility, and the 5 minor expression, making him more flexible and adaptable to changing conditions. All in all, the name Bill Clinton enlarges his personality. It makes him a more impressive person. Finally, William Jefferson Blythe contains all 9 numbers in his name, revealing President Clinton as a very able person. He's a people's person, a musician, a lawyer, and a politician, and he possesses a vision for the country. He has the confidence and poise that arise from having a wide array of talents and abilities to draw from in virtually any situation. Let's turn now to President Bill Clinton's progressive chart. The first thing you notice is the repetition of the 16s and 22s in his essence cycles. This denotes periods of isolation and uncertainty, as indicated by the karmic debt of 16, balanced by the powerful and very public master numbers 22. Obviously, difficult periods for President Clinton were ages 18 and 19, 30 and 31, and 39 and 40. Years marked by strength, personal power, and enormous influence were 20 and 21, 41, 42, 43, 45, 46, 92, 93, when he was elected, and 47, 93, 94. But the conclusion of 94 marks a time of deep soul searching and perhaps inner doubt for President Bill Clinton, as revealed by the return of a 16-7 essence. Since people participate vicariously in a leader's personal drama and vice versa, the latter part of 1994 will be a time in which America and President Bill Clinton experience some inner searching, turmoil, and doubt as to their direction and the role they play in the world. President Clinton's chart and stretch of 22 essences reveal America's power and confidence on the world stage. We are the last superpower, but we also recognize that there are inherent weaknesses in our system that must eventually be dealt with. Those weaknesses will begin to emerge in more obvious ways beginning the later month of 1994, when President Clinton and America must dig deeper for answers to our growing problems. The single year of 16-7 essence is followed by the 13-4 essence, suggesting hard work and a willingness to address fundamental problems. It is a time to strengthen and rebuild the foundation. President Bill Clinton's chart reveals a highly talented and highly motivated person capable of meeting the demands of time. So far, this was basically a lecture that I gave in, I believe it was in 92 or 93. He had just been elected, but he had not been president for very long. And some things, now that we can look back at 8 years of his presidency and a few additional years, we know, of course, all the turmoil that he was involved in with Monica Lewinsky, you know, the things that stand out in the charge that I probably would not mention to most clients when I would see similar numbers in that chart is that the 11 or the 2 is also a bit of a liar. Not all of them, of course, depending on other numbers, but white lies definitely fall under the heading of the 2. Other things that we can now look back at, a lot of people are surprised that his marriage apparently survived even thus far, even throughout all those problems with interns and so on and so forth. And here we look at the 6 expression and the 6 minor heart's desire to find some indication that he would have a better chance than most people to make a marriage last, even through serious turbulence. Some other things, specifically in the progressive chart, that stand out. He left office in, I believe it was 2000. Look, he started new and his new and final long-term cycles. Both the pinnacle and the period cycle changed just before he left the office. Another thing that stands out is the series of 14-5 essence, which created all that hectic dynamic activities to the last years of his presidency, and of course the change itself, followed by a 17-8 essence for the years 2000, to the later part of 2000, all of 2001, and most of 2002. Again, you know, it shows that his ability to make money basically came to the foreground during those years. And I recently read an article in Time magazine that described how he was doing financially so much better now than he was, of course, when he was president. So this was just an example, a short, quick example of what you can do with a numerology chart. There's a lot more detailed information that you can get out of it. But that will come basically through practice and just do it and do more charts, do as many charts as you can do, and look at words. Remember that article, language and numbers. Take a look at that. And persistence.